Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Amen. Amen. Lord God, I just thank you so much for this time, Lord God. God, I ask that you would just move in this time, Lord God, that you would speak, continue to speak to me, Lord God, as well as to everyone else listening, Lord God, and that you would just move during this time, Lord God, that you allow your will to be done, Lord God. We ask that you just move in this service. We just thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So, I have been praying and just talking to God, which I always do right before I have to speak. I was trying to get out of it somewhat. I asked Marquise, I reminded him yesterday, I said, so you're speaking Saturday, right? And he was like, nope, it's your turn. So I was like, oh, man. So I just had to pray, and I was just seeking God. And as I was praying and talking to God through the night, he said, are you available? Because I kept saying, okay, God, you can use me. But he said, are you available? And, you know, usually when someone says, oh, let's go out to dinner or let's go to the movies, you say, oh, I have to check my calendar. And me being married, let me check with Marquise to make sure he can watch the kids or see what's going on. So you're checking to see if you're available. And God just reminded me, he said, you know, a lot of times you saying available, that's saying I surrender. Basically, I'm freeing up my time for you. And we had just had a conference on surrendering, and God just kept reminding me of a few different songs that spoke about surrendering. And one thing that came to mind was the old school song, I Surrender All to Jesus. I don't even know all the words, but I Surrender All. I hear it in my head. And then also the other song that my mom used to always have us sing was, Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you. Do what you want. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll say what you want me to say. But it's basically saying, Lord, here I am. I'm available, basically. The other song that he reminded me of is William McDowell's I Give Myself Away. Sometimes we have to just give ourselves away to God and say, God, here I am. You can use me. And then we have to remember to sing that last part that says, my life is not my own. A lot of times we think our life is only ours. And this is my time. And a lot of times when me and Marquise, I'm like, okay, let's spend some time together. And I'm trying to get him to put his phone down. I'm trying to put my phone down because it's our time. And sometimes you have to do that with God. Just have some alone time with God. And just, you know, spend time with him so that you can be available for him to use you. And a lot of times we have doubt. That begins to set in. Many times we're questioning ourselves. Does God really want to use me? How does he want to use me? What does that look like? Because us, we always want to know what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to happen in the future. But we have to trust in God. So the first scripture I'm going to go to is Jeremiah 5, or chapter 1, verse 5. And I'm reading out of the New Living Translation, Michael. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. It says, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. We forget that God knows all about us. that he handpicked us. He knew our name. He knew our characteristics. He knew what our attitude was going to be like. But we're thinking, oh, God, can you really use me? If I present myself, are you able to use me? That's what we're questioning. But we have to remember that God has a plan for our life. So we're going to go to Jeremiah 29 and verse 10. We're going to start at verse 10. And it says, this is what the Lord says. You will be in Babylon for 70 years, sorry. But then I will come and do for you all the good things I have promised. I will bring you a home again. I will bring you home again. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans of good and not disaster. They give you a future and a hope. In those days, when you pray, I will listen. If you look to me wholeheartedly, you will find me. A lot of times we don't look wholeheartedly to God. We're looking and we're trying to find God and we're listening, but we're not really listening because, oh, if he says that, I ain't going to sit down in the corner and preach no more. Or I ain't going to witness to all my family because they, you know, some of them push me away. No, so a lot of times we're not really listening to what God has to say. But in verses before that, it says, I know the plans I have for you. Not just listen and hear what you want to hear, but know that he has a plan and a purpose for every single one of us. We may not see what it looks like right now, or we may not feel like we're going anywhere. Sometimes you get at a standstill and you feel like, I don't know. I feel like I'm going around the same tree. I feel like I'm in the same zone I was in last year, or I'm in the same spot I was in at the beginning of the year and I haven't moved. But it takes some determination. It takes some perseverance. It takes some hard work to continue to pray, to continue to press in, to continue to give it all that you got, no matter what, to continue to surrender time after time after time. And not just surrendering, okay, God, I'm giving up all my old habits, but then you're not making time for God. Okay, God, I decide I'm going to give you 5 more minutes because I got a lot of stuff to do, God. No, I'm surrendering all. So that means my mind's going to stay on God all throughout the day. While I'm going throughout the day, when I have a chance, let me open my Bible. Let me read a little bit. When I have time, let me stop and pray and seek his face and say, God, who do you want me to speak to? As I'm going into this grocery store, who do you want me to speak to? As I'm spending time with family, God, how do I show them the love of Christ? We have to remember that he knows the plans that he has for us. God knows the plans. And another song came to mind, which simply says that he knows my name. He knows my every thought. We forget that God knows our thoughts. God knows when we're hurting. God knows when we're lonely and we're confused. God knows when we're frustrated, but it's okay to tell him, God, I don't understand what is going on right now, and I need you to move. A lot of times when we're faced with different things, we don't know how to speak to God and we're so frustrated, we can't even get the words out. But say, God, I need you to help me. I don't even know what to say right now. I'm so frustrated. I don't understand why this is happening or why this is going on. But God, I need your help. That's you recognizing, God, I'm putting it in your hands. I'm not trying to do it by myself. I'm not trying to do it my way, but I'm surrendering everything into your hands. I'm giving you everything. We have to remember that he knows our every thought. He knows our every thought. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, God knows everything. Sometimes we may feel ashamed or we feel frustrated and we don't like what something we did and we try and hide. I have kids in here. And all of us were children one day. And we used to, if we did something wrong and we were afraid we were going to get in trouble, we would try and hide it. We try and hide it. God reminded me of a story. There's three of us that are real close in age in my family. Three, me and two other sisters, we're real close in age. And we're like maybe a year apart from each other. or 2 years from each other. And my older sister's got some juice. My mom was in the restroom. I was like, man, I want some juice. But I had to finish my food. So I said, okay, I'm going to finish my food so I can get some juice too. I just got to be done before my mom gets out. Well, instead of me eating my good old fried chicken, I took that chicken, rubbed it all over her nice wooden table. I only had a bone left so I could show. I ate it, Mom, I'm done. But she could see the evidence on the table. So I wasn't really hiding what I thought I was hiding. That's just like us with God. We may think we have it all covered and we got it figured out, but God still knows what we just did. God still knows what we just did. And that brings me to Genesis chapter 3. We're going to go back to the garden. Genesis chapter 3, we're going to start at verse 8. Genesis 3, verse 8, it says, when the cool of the evening breezes were blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord walking about in the garden. So they already had taken a bite of the fruit, and they already tried to cover up their nakedness with leaves. So let me go back. It says, when the cool of the evening breezes were blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord God walking about in the garden. So they hid themselves from God among the trees. Then the Lord called to the man, where are you? He replied, I heard you walking in the garden, so I hid. I was afraid because I was naked. Don't make God question where you are. Don't get so distant from God or so caught up in yourself that you think God can't pull you out of anything, that you're just going to hide. And God has to say, where are you? You're the vessel I chose to use. Where are you? You said you want to be used, and now I have to call you out and say, where are you? Why are you hiding? Why are you backing away from the calling I've given you? Why are you being shameful or hidden because you're afraid? Don't make God call you out. I'm preaching to myself right now. But we have to remember that. Don't make God call us out. Stop being afraid and just start looking to God. Know that if he spoke it over your life or he has designed you for a time such as now, that he's going to show you what to do. He's going to give you what you need to accomplish what you need to accomplish.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
Just like he did David, he used what he had in his hand. He used the gifts and talents that he had once he presented himself available. Michael has been talking about us being in our Jericho season and the walls coming down. But in order for the walls to come down, we have to present ourselves available to allow God to do it. Available to heed instruction. Available to hear what God is saying and apply that. Even though it may look confusing, it may not add up, it may not make sense at all, but we have to present ourselves available. So we're going to go to Joshua. This is my feature scripture. It's going to be a little bit longer. We're going to go to Joshua chapter 6, and we're going to start at verse 1. I'm sure we know the story, but we're just going to read it again because there's some things that God wants to point out to us. So Joshua chapter 6, starting at verse 1. Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. Keep going. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and fighting men, and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days." See, right there, some people would be like, wait, God, I can't have it right now. I want it right now. I need to see things happen right now. That's what the generation is right now. We want everything right now. We don't want to wait. But if you wait, then something good comes of it. Keep going. It says, make 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing trumpets. When you have heard the sound of a long blast on the trumpets, make all the people give a loud shout. Then the walls of the city will collapse and the people will go up, every man straight in. So Joshua, son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, take up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and make 7 priests carry trumpets in front of it. See, God's lining things up because he does things in order. We have to pay attention to what God does. It says, and the order of the people advanced, marched around the city with their armed guard going around the ark of the Lord. Then Joshua spoke to the people, the 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets before the Lord went forward, blowing their trumpets, and the ark of the Lord's covenant followed them. The armed guard marched ahead of the priests and blew their trumpets, and the rear guard followed the ark. All this time the trumpets were sounding. But Joshua had commanded the people, do not give a war cry. Do not raise your voices. Do not say a word until the day I tell you to shout. Then shout. Some of us don't like to be quiet. God will tell us to close our mouths, but yet we're in our flesh. And yet I have something to say. I didn't like how she spoke to me, so I got to say something right now. And that will get us in a world of trouble. A lot of times we feel like, well, if I don't speak up for myself, then no one else will. No, God's telling you just to close your mouth and just wait and watch what I do. Do you know how hard that had to be? I'm tired. You know, them people want to be grumbling and complaining. Man, we marching around this thing. I'm thinking it's not something small, okay? It's not just walking around Rainier Beach High School and coming back here. No, I'm sure it's pretty big, and they're marching, and we got to be quiet. I can't say nothing. But we have to be in tune to what God's saying and wait for his cue. Amen. So he had the ark of the Lord carried around the city, circling it once. Then the people returned to camp and spent the night there. Joshua got up early the next morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord. The 7 priests carried the 7 trumpets, went forward, marching before the ark of the Lord, blowing trumpets, and the armed men went ahead of them, and the rear guard followed the ark of the Lord while the trumpets kept sounding. So the second day, they marched around the city and returned to camp. And they did this for 6 days. You know how I just said people want to see things fast. So just think how it's killing some of them. Man, what are we doing? We just keep marching and marching. And let me put it in today's terms. I keep putting in application after application. I keep going to interview after interview. I keep praying for that same family member over and over. We keep praying for this community, for their hearts to be changed. Every day. Every day. And we may not see it now, but let me tell you, it's coming. Keep going. On the seventh day, they got up at daybreak, marched around the city seven times in the same manner, except for that day they circled around the city, seven times. Then the seventh time around, when the priests sounded the trumpets blast, Joshua commanded the people to shout, for the Lord has given you the city. The city and all that is in it will be devoted to the Lord. Only Rahab, the prostitute, and all who are with her in her house shall be spared, because she had hid the spies. She hid the spies we sent. Now let me say this. It may take time. It's taking a process. And we don't see things right away. But when we wait on God and we begin to seek God, let me tell you, when the walls begin to crumble, you can't help but to praise God. You may not see it right now, but as the chains begin to fall, as I continue to pray for my loved ones, as I continue to reach out and share the love of Christ, let me tell you, I see the chains falling. I see the walls coming down. I see things happening in the atmosphere, even though we don't see that many people coming in. But let me tell you, I see something in the spiritual realm. This is not going to be the same area that it's been for these last few years, because we're marching around. We may not be doing it physically, but we're marching in the spiritual realm. We begin to pray in the spiritual realm, and we're seeing change begin to happen. But we have to have boldness. We have to have that perseverance. We have to have those ears to hear what God is saying. We have to be in tune to wait on God and wait for his cue. We can't just sit back and say, okay, I'm done. I'm tired and I haven't seen anything. I'm getting frustrated. I don't see that promotion. I don't see that door opening. But when you wait on God and we seek God, then he begins to do things. And it's in a better level and a better quality than what we ever dreamed or imagined. But it takes you stepping out on faith and trusting God. It takes us continue to hold on and continue to pray and fast and continue to fight the fight of faith and know that he's in control. You don't see it right now, but it's going to happen. You don't see it right now, but you have to continue to know that God that we serve is going to move. Michael has been preaching about the walls of Jericho coming down, but we have to begin to believe it happening in our lives. We have to continue to stand on God's word and trust him. So I ask you right now, are you ready? Are you available? Are you available for God? Or are you saying, okay, I'm done. I'm frustrated. I'm done praying for that loved one. I'm never going to see them saved. You're speaking that out of your mouth. You have doubt. But you have to have faith and you have to believe. I don't see it right now, God. I know that loved one, they turned their back, but they know you. They don't have a relationship, but God, I believe. God, I believe it's going to happen. And you have to begin to pray with boldness. Continue to have that heart of perseverance. We don't see the people in here right now, but I'm still continuing to come to church. And I'm coming with a positive attitude. Why? Because I believe that God's going to fill this place up. Not so that we can just have people in here, but so we can see lives change. I want to see people on the altar. I want to see people getting freed of their drug addictions. I want to see people coming in and they say, you know what? I thought I was supposed to be a woman, but God said, no, I need to be what I was born to be. And I'm coming and I'm ready to be renewed. I'm ready to be transformed. I'm ready to shake free of everything that had me bound. I'm ready to see generational curses be lifted. Those loved ones we've been praying and praying and praying for, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving in. I'm not losing faith. But I'm going to see those walls come down. And I'm standing with faith and boldness to watch that happen. You have to have boldness. And you have to trust that as you present yourself available to God, he will use you. He will use you. You say, well, I don't have that much. David didn't have that much, but he used what he had. A lot of us, we feel like, well, I don't know how to. You don't have to have it all. You have to just present yourself and say, okay, God, use me. God, speak through me. God, I present myself. I am available. I clear my whole schedule just for you. God, whatever it is that you want to do. I've been praying and seeking God. And God, you know, like I said before, God said, you know what? You've been trying to stay in healthcare for so long, and you've been trying to stay what is comfortable. But he said, I'm moving you to something different. I'm moving you, but are you available? Are you willing? Are you ready to venture out? Are you ready just to trust me? Are you ready to take that step of faith and say, okay, God, I don't know how it looks. I don't know what's going to happen, but God, I trust you. God, I trust you. We have to trust God today. We have to be willing to say, okay, God, I'm ready to see those walls of Jericho to come down. I don't want to keep going around that same tree and not seeing any results. I don't want to keep going and staying in that same state I've been in and not growing in you. I don't want to be in the same state that I started in this beginning of this year, but I'm trying to go out with a bang, not saying, oh, look at me. No, I'm trying to go to that next level in God. I want to take my faith to another level. The way I was preaching at the beginning, I should not be like that at the end. Not saying I have to change, but I'm saying I should be growing, and God should be growing in me. And that's why all of us, on a daily basis, we should want more of God. Because like I pray all the time, with having more of God, that means less of me, less of my old ways, less of my old desires. But you have to be willing to free up your schedule to say, God, I'm available. Like I said before, don't get to such a place to where you have to, where God has to call you out and say, where are you? Why are you hiding? Remember, he knows your name. He knows everything about you, the things that you're insecure about. He knows everything. You say, well, I don't have the resources. If you put your trust in God, let me tell you, he'll add the resources that you need. He'll give you just what you need. He's not going to call you to something and say, okay, here you go. I'm leaving you. Do it. No, but he's going to give you exactly what you need to accomplish what he set for you to do. So I'm going to open the altar right now. Because I know I'm not the only one that wants to be transformed. I know I'm not the only one that's ready to see the walls come down. I know I'm not the only one that needs an extra push to continue to fight the fight of faith, to continue to run this race with boldness, perseverance. I know I'm not the only one that wants to go to another level in God, that's sick of staying in the same state we're in, but we're ready to advance.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon. And we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.